We are doing Tehillim, we're up to the 90th chapter, Perek Tzadik. And as per your request, I will lean before I explain. Tefillah L'moshe Isha Elohim Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu V'dor V'dor. The following is a prayer composed by Moshe, the man of God. What does it mean, the man of God? So there are midrashim that Moshe was like a husband. Just like a husband can annul a wife's vows, so too Moshe was able to annul God's vow when God says, I'm going to wipe them out. So Moshe was able to annul that vow. The simpler understanding here is the following prayer, the next 11 chapters, which we say on Shabbos, were composed by Moshe, who was a prophet of Hashem. So these 11 blessings are really blessing. The 11 chapters correspond to the 11 tribes, the 11 blessings for the 11 tribes in Vezot HaBracha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, which 11 tribes? Who's left out? I don't know. We got to look it up in the Midrash. I don't know. So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this: Hashem, even when the Jewish people were in the desert and they sinned, nonetheless, Hashem was our support. Hashem, even at times of our sin, nonetheless, you supported us. You always stood by our side. So, the concept of chesed is really standing by a person's side, even when he doesn't deserve it. Rabbi Yort once told me, said, Chazal tell us the Torah opens with chesed and concludes with chesed. The Torah opens with chesed, that Hashem made garments for Adam and Eve, for Adam and Chava. So Hashem begins the story of the Torah with chesed. And the Torah concludes with chesed, that Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So he raised the following question. Until you reach the 77th verse, that God made garments for Adam and Chava, you don't find chesed. The whole of creation was chesed. Everything Hashem did for us in creation was chesed. Why is it that Chazal say the beginning of the Torah is chesed? You see, it's chesed because Hashem made Adam and Chava garments. So he said that the point that Chazal were teaching us is that the concept of chesed is when I do something for someone, even though I could say, buddy, you deserve what you have. If not for what you did, you wouldn't be in this situation. Until that point, Hashem did a lot of positive things. But where do we really see chesed? When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they ate the forbidden fruit, then they needed clothing. At that moment, God could have said, why do you need clothing? Because you did something wrong. Well, if that's why you need clothing, take care of yourself. That's where the Chazal tell us, no, we see chesed in the beginning of the Torah. That Hashem doesn't say that. Hashem comes forward and makes Adam and Chava kotnot o v'yalbishim. Now, over here also, Moshe Rabbeinu in his davening, he says, when the Jewish people have sinned, he says, Hashem, really, your resting place is up in heaven. But you've been with us throughout. You've always been with us. So Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Targum, is saying this prayer when the Jewish people sinned in the desert. And quite possibly he's talking about the sin of the eagle. And then he says, Hashem, your resting place is in the heaven, and nonetheless you are always our supporter. And maybe that's he sees this inference that this is talking about a time that they sin from the fact that it says Ish Elokim of Din, possibly. Okay, Pasuk Bet. Biterim Harim Yuladu Vatecholel Eretz Vetevel Umeolam Ad Olam Ata'el. Even before the mountains were born, even before you created the earth, you were extant, you were the potent one. Forever you are the potent one, from before creation of this world and for eternity. Now, the Targum here brings a very interesting medrash. When you knew that your nation would ultimately sin, so Beterem Harim Yuladu, even before you created the mountains, before you created the earth, before you created humanity, you created Teshuvah, the potential to repent. This had to precede creation in order for creation to be extant. That's what Chazal tell us. Hashem wanted to create the world, and the Torah came along and said, you can't create the world. You create tshuva before the world. Tshuva has to precede the world. Tashev enosh ad daka vatomer shuvu v'nei adam. Hashem, you help a person repent because you bring him to a situation where he is daka, where he is weak, where he is facing death. And in giving him such afflictions, what you're saying is, Shuvu v'nei adam, repent, O man. Tashev enosh, you bring people from their strength ad daka, the situation where they are meduket, the situation where their strength is depressed. You bring them down, and in bringing them down and afflicting them, what you're telling them is, Shuvu v'nei adam, repent, O man. Ki elef shanim ve'einecha, ki yom etmol, ki ya'avo, ve'ashmura v'alayla. For 1,000 years in man's time, are like a day and a little bit of the night. That's a day in God's time. So, David HaMelech is saying, what? Yeah, ve'ashmura v'alayla, and a watch of the night. Yeah? Well, it's a good question what Ashmua over here is. Okay. What do you mean?
Is it like a comparison? Is it like a comparison? 1,000 years is like a day or like a night watch?
No, it's like a day and a part of the night. Meaning, by us, a full day is a 24-hour period. We say by God, 1,000 years. Is not even a full 24-hour period. Not a full day and a night. It's a day and part of the night. That's why Adam HaRishon couldn't live out his 1,000 years. God said, on the day you eat from it, you will die. So if God's day is 1,000 years, so we say, no. God's 1,000 years by God is like a day and part of the night. And God said, on the day you eat from it, you will die. That's why he couldn't live out his 1,000 years. If a day equals 1,000, why couldn't Adam HaRishon live 999 years? Because he would have finished the day and gone into the Ashmura of the Laila.
How many years did he give? 7 years
he gave? He lived 930.
So he did finish his day.
Oh, that's a good question, how we evaluate it. It's a good question. Rashi says maybe we could figure that out. from that calculation. Maybe. So Hashem created tshuva before the creation of the world, and it was important that that should be created, because man's days aren't that long by you. So in order for him to have some sustenance, some existence, he has to have the potential for tshuva. An alternate understanding here is being that there are yisurim, there are difficulties in this life, so then it's as though you tell a person, even if you'd live 1,000 years, when it's all over, everything looks like yesterday. When the time passes, what difference does it make if it was a lot of time or a little time? When a guy reaches his last day, the fact that he lived 100 years or 1,000 years, it's right now it's just past. So Hashem says, when Hashem is afflicting the person, he's telling him, doesn't matter, ki elef shanim beinecha, 1,000 years by you, is ki yom etmol, is just like yesterday. Depends on how you live your life. Oh, Pasuk 8, Zeramtam, Sheina yiyu baboker kechatzir yachalov. And if they don't repent, so then Hashem brings death upon them. Zeramtam, Sheina yiyu. So Hashem, their life will pass like a fleeting moment, just like a dream. Baboker kechatzir yachalov, and in the morning, when a person is still young, so then alone will he have rejuvenation, renewed koach, like the chatzil, which in the morning it has renewed strength, but as the day goes on, it doesn't have renewed strength. So when a person's young, all this seems distant. Every morning he wakes up with new koach. As he gets older, oh, another day, another day. He views life differently. Now, there is an alternate understanding here. Zeramtam sheinayiyu. If they don't repent, then Hashem lets them remain sleeping. And baboker, in the time we said last time, boker is a reference to the world to come. So when that time comes, they're going to be kechatzir yachalof, like the grass that just gets mowed and passes. No one takes note of the grass that's in the lawnmower. It's gone. Yesterday it looked beautiful, now it's gone. So in the olam haba, that's the way a person will be if he doesn't take note of what's happening in the world and repent. Pasuk vav.
The pshat of
Zramtam is like you'll make them. The literal understanding is it's like a flow of water, Zeremaim, like we use it today. And over here, it's like you make their years just pass to the point where they're Sheinayu, where they reach a permanent sleep. And then Baboko, when the world to come, the morning comes, Kechatzir Yachalov, then they'll be like the passing grass. That you mowed the grass, okay, it's gone. It used to be fresh. That grass, pasuk vav, baboker yatzitz vechalaf la'erev yimolel v'yavesh. In the morning, the grass flourishes, and it seems like it's chalaf. It's got renewed strength. But la'erev, as the day wanes, and the sun's been beating down on it, yimolel, it gets cut off, v'yavesh, and it's dry. So too, a person who does not repent, he takes advantage of his youth. Now he has strength, he could go his night on the town, he could spend his youth doing frivolous things that really have no long-term purpose. their short-term pleasures. So then in the morning, in his youth, so yeah, he can get up with rejuvenation. He's got a slight hangover, but every day is a new journey to find new pleasures. But what happens la'iriv? As his days go on, as he ages, yemolel ve'yavesh, he gets cut off and dry, and what's there? What does he have to show for the life he's lived? How many bottles of beer he's drank? Kichalinu ve'apecha uvachamatcha nivhalnu. Because David HaMelech says, out of your anger, we are finished. Out of your wrath, we are scared. And nonetheless, huh? Well, David's quoting Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said this. Shata avonotenu lenegdecha alumeinu limol panecha. David HaMelech says, Shata is Aramaic, you have placed.
We didn't explain the support.
Kichalinu?
Kichalinu vabecha vachamatcha.
We said, yeah. Even though in your wrath where we are wearing thin, and even though life is hevel, what is life at the end of the day? So if a person's life when he's enjoying it is worthless, we that are suffering in galut or out of Hashem's punishment, he's saying the punishment is supposed to turn us on the right path. So we're wearing thin out of your anger. Shatav onoteinu lenegdecha, you've placed our sins opposite you. You see them. Alumeinu, our youth, is limol panecha, opposite the light of your face. You take a look at what we've done wrong in our youth. Sometimes people like to forget what they did in their youth. Moshe is saying, you hold on to, by you, you see what we've done wrong now, what we've done wrong in the past. It's all before you. Ki chol yameinu panu ve'evratecha kilinu shaneinu kemohegae. Because all of our days pass with your anger, and they pass like a murmur, like a something that was said and just passed. Yemei shenoteinu bahim shivim shana ve'im bigvurot shimonim shana ve'rahbam amal va'aven ki gaz chish va'na'ufa. Yeah. They're both revia. Shimonim shana. Okay, I don't know. I'm going by what I have written before me. David HaMelech is saying, altogether, the years of our sin, the years of our youth, how many years do we live on this planet? 70 years. If we're extra strong, so 80 years. And all the greatness, Rohbam, is like Rahavim Shavit. The greatness, a person becomes a great politician. What is it? Amal Va'avin. Even the strength that we seem to gain, at the end of the day, it all passes. Ki Gaz Chish. Swiftly gets cut down. Half a year ago, Bush was on top of the world. 5 years ago, Bush was on top of the world. Today, he's a citizen. Ki gaz, it gets cut, chish, swiftly, and ufa, and flies past. Greatness. Greatness in this world, not real greatness. Rahav is greatness. Mi yodea oz apecha. Who knows to do tshuva? Be'ezrat Hashem, Itamar, Rafael, Ben Margalit, Shereva, Refuah Shlema, as should have Aaron, Yoshua ben Chaya, Shoshana, and Eitan David ben Shoshana, Emunah, and I forgot the fourth name. Okay, no, Toch Shar Chole Yema Yisrael. Mi Yodea Oz Apecha, Uchir Atecha, Evratecha. In this short time, who takes the time to acquire, to know the power of Hashem's wrath, to actually have Yirat Shamayim, to actually have awe of heaven? And you, just like we should really fear you, and there's a tremendous amount of awe that a person should have, so too there is ultimately a tremendous amount of wrath waiting for those who don't. Uch Yiratecha, in just like there's a tremendous amount of yirah we should have, so to evratecha there's a tremendous amount of wrath that's potentially up there. Limnot yameinu ken hoda v'navi levav chokma. Just like in the beginning, he made known how long our life would be. And if we'd have a long life, so we should acquire a tremendous amount of knowledge. V'navi is like, and we will bring. So initially, Hashem gave us a knowledge that the first generations had really long lives. And they were supposed to acquire Yirat Shamayim out of that. Limnot yameinu kenoda. So, an alternate understanding here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, how long is our lives? Our lives are very short. For us to acquire a great understanding in this short life isn't easy. So Hashem, you make your ways known to us. Limnot yameinu. In direct correspondence with the number of our days, which are so short, Kenoda, so do we need your help and make known your ways, v'navi levav chokma, and then we too will be able to acquire a heart that's wise. Meaning, we need your help, God, we got a short life. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say until now? Let's just recap. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, really, you're with us even when we sit. And you created the concept of tshuva before the world was created. And that's a gift, so to speak, that you gave us. Now, when you punish us, we know that the idea is that you're punishing us so that we repent. Even 1,000 years isn't a long time. And you give us, in our short lives, the notice, hey, repent, make use of your life. And if a person does, so good. So we recognize, he's saying, that our lives are short. In God's eyes, even 1,000 years is short. Certainly our lives. So Hashem gives us the wake-up call. Hey, buddy, repent. And if he does, good. And if not, then even though in his youth he might feel vibrant, but at the end, zamtam shinayiyu, he flows like running water to permanent sleep. And when everyone else reawakens in Olam Haba, he remains dry. What does he have to show for the life he has lived? Moshe Rabbeinu says, now in this life down here, so we really spend our life withering away in God's anger. God holds on to what we do wrong. We like to forget about it, but God doesn't. So really we spend our days in light of this wrath. So to speak, a person, he has a choice to do tshuva, but Moshe Rabbeinu is pointing out, how long is our life? 70 years, 80 years? And we don't attain an understanding of Hashem's anger in this short time. We need your help, Hashem, to understand you in this short life that we have so that we can repent. But Moshe Rabbeinu says a very scary thought. He says, Ki chol yameinu panu ve'evratecha. All our days really pass in your anger. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us something in this. En adam tzadik ba'al tashay yaseh tov ve'lo yichta. On the one hand. On the other hand, there is a payday. meaning we like to think tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tov lo, you'll never figure out how this world works. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, notice, when things go bad, so it's part of kichol yameinu panu ve'evratecha. Your days are really passing with Hashem's wrath, because Hashem gives us time to do tshuva, and at some point there is a payday. I'm with you. Yeah. What? No. Let's continue. yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shuva Adonai Ad Matai Vehinachim Al Avadecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribon Shel Olam, do us a favor, return from your anger, and come back and think good about us, your servants. Shuva Hashem, so to speak, return from your anger. How long will you be angry at us? Ad matai? Ve'inachem al avadecha, and think a different thought about your servants, that's us. Be happy with us. Sabeinu v'boker chasdecha, unranena v'nismecha bechol yameinu. Satiate us in the morning. In the morning, again, is a reference to Olam Haba, of your kindness, and we will rejoice, we will be happy throughout our days. Meaning, even in the time that we're here, we'll be able to be happy if we know that ultimately we're with you. So if there's hope in the future, if it's Sabeinu v'boker chasdecha, if we think around the corner in the morning, we will attain the Hashem's chesed. So then, b'chol yameinu, throughout our days, we could live with rina and simcha. Samechinu kimot initanu shenot ra'inu ra'a. Moshe Rabbeinu says, make us happy in the future for a long time. Just like the time of affliction was long, so too the time of happiness should be long. Sometimes a person works hard, it's tough, and then he has a few shining moments, but most of life was tough. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, we're going to work, this world is difficult, but Samcheinu, when you make us happy, let it at least be long, just like it's been long, Yemot initanu, our days here that were so tough, the years here that were difficult. Yera'e el avadecha, paol lecha, vahadarcha al b'neihim. Moshe Rabbeinu requests, your servants should be able to see your actions as well as their children. Give their children the glory as well. A person has a hard time being happy when he's doing well and his kids aren't. Vihinoam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Umasei Yadeinu Konena Aleinu Umasei Yadeinu Konenehu. And may Hashem's Shechina be upon us and what we do, and v'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, Hashem's Shechina, Hashem's pleasantness should be upon us. U'ma'asei yadeinu konena aleinu. He's asking, and the Hashem, may the work of our hands, ma'asei yadeinu, should also be fixed. We shouldn't do things that are wrong. Konena like nachon. Vihino Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. Hashem's pleasant should be upon us. Umayasei adeinu, and the actions of our hands, help them that they should also be konena aleinu, fixed by us. They should be correct. Umayasei adeinu konenehu. And the actions of our hands, Hashem fix them. Konenehu. It's a repetition, so to speak, of konena aleinu. Konenehu, fix them, that we shouldn't do things that are wrong by mistake. A person can sometimes mean to do well, and ultimately he won't. So he concludes by saying, we have to try to do what's right, and Hashem help us get it right. Now here there's more depth to this pasuk, which is why we added in the preparation for doing mitzvot. But the simple understanding, that's what we're saying.